audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. January 12, 2018. 30 days of mourning. Torah, Deuteronomy. So the sons of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, and that the days of weeping over the mourning for Moses came to an end. 30 days of mourning is the whole step, Rosh, Toch, and Sof of the Patsuf. When you completely break away from your previous Patsuf, from the previous stage, it is called the 30 days of mourning. Weeping is a small state, Katnut. After all, the sons of Israel are like children who cannot do anything and therefore weep. They cannot reach the level of Moses, and the awareness of this is called weeping. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 6, 2017. Desires and Light. Question: we say that the light, falling on our desires, depicts a picture of this world for us in our egoistic desires. If I cross the maxim, the psychological barrier between our world and the spiritual world, do I feel this light undisturbed by egoism? Answer: you do not feel the light, but the desire to bestow that this light depicts for you. However, it is not in egoistic qualities, but in altruistic ones. We do not attain the light. We only attain desires that are its derivatives. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, September 3, 2017. Choosing good. Question: what is the meaning of the command, and choose good? What is good, how does one choose it, and what is bad? Answer: good is what I do above my egoism. This means I must receive light from above to rise above my ego and carry out an action that is directed against it. Without receiving the reforming light, I cannot rise above the ego and perform good deeds. I need contact with the light. To do this, I must unite with friends in a group to ask for the upper light through the center of the group and receive it. Only then can I act. I invest efforts to be in the group, and according to the degree of effort, I get the opportunity to bestow. Without revealing the Creator, the light, a person cannot perform a good deed, because the light is the property of bestowal, and it is given to a person even before he begins to discover the Creator. Revealing the Creator means attaining the system, the 10 Sefirot, which are understandable to a person, and in them Havayah, the four-letter name of the Creator, is revealed. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, March 12, 2017. Gratitude to the Creator. Question: does a Kabbalist feel gratitude? Answer: a Kabbalist is thankful to the Creator for the fact that he created books, a group, a teacher, and all the conditions for him so that he can approach the upper force. Moreover, these conditions are presented in the most optimal way so that I, with all my features, could approach the Creator. There is the Absolute, the Creator, and there is me, intentionally created in some limited form. And all the conditions that lead me to the Creator are determined by the initial and the final state. Question: what do you mean when you say that you are grateful to your teacher? Answer: gratitude to the teacher is a gratitude to the person who gave birth to you in spirituality. Question: does this feeling come by itself, or do we need to work on it? Answer: it appears in the person naturally when he begins to feel what he has received from his teacher. Question: is it like children who do not appreciate their parents while growing up, and only when they themselves become parents can they appreciate them? Answer: this is how it happens in the corporeal world, but everything is different for Kabbalists. When a person begins to reveal the Creator, he sees that he attains everything in the clay vessel of his teacher. After all, we attain the next degree in the Arhat of the upper. It means that a disciple understands that the teacher thinks about him every second and cares about his advancement. The connection between Patsufim, Kelim, vessels, from the top to the bottom and from the bottom to the top is constant. It just becomes enlivened from our actions. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, August 13, 2017.